Goodness, I've not heard of that. Well, what about bursting and sowing?
Well, bursting was the well corn, as I call it, that's by barley beer. It dried to the extent that it was cracking. It was in a sense like coffee. It was green, scorched, you might say. I've never tasted like I've seen it, but it was it was dried that hard. It was literally burnt, in a sense, like coffee. And then, well, it was used like milk and we were cutting milk and so. But again, that was before me time, never mind. I have seen it, but I never tasted it. But it was, lightly burnt taste, like coffee. So, anything more?
Sowens?
Sowens.
Sowens, you see, I'm getting my pronunciation right.
Well, this sowens was in grain when milling the oats is three husks, the chaff goes off easily, then you have the scrubs that comes off and goes to mark meal at the mill. But then you have the soots, which is a thinner one, and usually got this back for the mill. But the point is, there was a certain amount of oat flour coated on these husks, and the doing of sowens was to get that last shred of good root. It was soaked for what was certain at the time. And then it was sighed in order to get rid of the husks, and then you had something equivalent to what would it be? Well, like flour mixed with water, you might say. And then when it stood, it all settled to the bottom, and you took off the water on the top, and then, well, you could sup the sowens, which I have never done. It was a bit fun. So I've seen it done, but to make so and scones, which Patricia here can make, it's rather nice.
I was going to ask you about so and scones.
Oh, my lovely stuff, lovely stuff.
Does it make them very light, or pancake?
Yes, aye.
Oh, well, there you are. There's a whole image of things. It's completely changed, but they're good, are they? Mm-hmm. I've got a note here, too, about Grandma's recipe for ale and the boa meal again.
A bowl, B-O-L-L, called bow. But it was bought in bulk. Your sugar you bought in half a stone or whatever, and salt came in big blocks. I don't mind cutting it up to go in the jar, and with jam and anything else. Usually get to the van with a basket of eggs and come back with a basket of groceries and some money.
That sounds like a good arrangement.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. So how often did the vans come?
I usually once a week, but the vans come on different days. Mm-hmm. My singular van for Strumness used to advertise in frocks on the side of it. Good King Wenceslas looked out for frocks, so there's no doubt.
So, mm-hmm. So who had the vans then? What were the vans? What did they sell?
Well, they were just the grocery in general, tea, flour, sugar, jam, what have you. Usually get the papers too. And there are pictures somewhere on the horse van. It used to be too.
The horse van?
Aye.
Which vans?
Oh, well, with the James A. Moore Sinclair Supply Stores and W.B. Fath. But originally it was the horse van, and I mind as a young, well, a little more than a schoolboy, wasting time in the reading room at the library here. And there was an old man and an old wife sitting speaking. And they were you couldn't avoid hearing them, but it turned out Our wife had been a assistant in Garden's shop. He was one of the first big grocer, you might say. And she said a man come in there and complained to the boss that he had spoiled Orkney for a four. Wee man would bake something for tea, but no one else had done to their cookies.
Yes. Well, I suppose the vans would be something to look forward to then, would be.
Well, yes, it is. Well, something different. Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah, we got loaf at the van, although if you didn't get loaf, you'd put up home baking. But then loaf was regarded more or less. You would regard cake, no, you had your. Well, I had your meal with bannocks, bannocks, flour bannocks and so on like that. And then I have a bit of loaf and jam for the final bit. I seem to have a bit of cake now. Mm-hmm. So, and to talk about the vans, very often the van was a old bus done up. And a coach on the leader was a, it was just a, well, a rather large box, the size of the, well, there's a room set on a lorry.
Yes. So folk were quite inventive then.
What's that?
They were quite inventive then.
Yes, oh yeah.